From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. For Chuck Berry, Christmas came on August 6th when he won reserve champion in the 2021 National Christmas Tree Association's Christmas Tree Contest. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, this earned his family the honor of providing a Christmas tree for Vice President Kamala Harris's official residence. Although Berry won the contest with a Leyland cypress, he's providing an 11-foot Murray cypress to accommodate the size tree the VP wanted. Trees from the Berry Farm have decorated the Georgia Capitol, Governor's Mansion, and Stone Mountain Park. U.S. oil refiners are upping the ante in the battle over biofuels in an attempt to win support from the Biden administration. Reuters says they're making moves in the biofuel credit market that may force some plants to close if the president doesn't bail them out from the renewable fuel standard requirements. Some of those refiners are betting that President Biden will side with them and roll back the RFS. There may be trouble ahead for the upcoming farm bill in Washington, D.C. A successful farming article quotes a former USDA official who says the 2023 legislation could be in trouble if the political turbulence surrounding the last two farm bills keeps going. The House bill defeated the normally bipartisan bill in 2013 and 2018 because of a partisan battle over reduced SNAP spending. More potential backlash could include the $53 billion worth of trade war and coronavirus relief payments given to farmers since 2018.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.